Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like you're caught in a whirlwind? Like every day is just another sprint towards the finish line with no time to breathe. You know that feeling when your inbox overflows, deadlines loom, and social media feeds are overflowing with drama? We live in a world designed for chaos. But guess what? You don't have to be a victim of it. Today on Calm Over Chaos, we're diving deep into the power of finding inner peace amidst all that external craziness. It's about mastering your mindset, not just surviving, but truly thriving, even when life throws its best curveballs. Think of this as your daily dose of stoic sanity, a little philosophy to help you stay grounded and focused no matter what the world throws at you. Here's the deal. The key to finding inner calm isn't about trying to eliminate chaos from your life, because let's face it, that's impossible. It's about developing the strength and resilience to weather any storm. Think of it like training for a marathon. The more you practice staying calm under pressure, the better equipped you become to handle whatever life throws your way. So what are some practical steps we can take? First, practice mindfulness. This isn't about meditating for hours on end, although that's awesome if you enjoy it. It's about being present in the moment, paying attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Take a few deep breaths, really feel the air filling your lungs, and focus on the sensations around you. You'll be amazed how quickly this can bring a sense of calm. Second, challenge your negative thoughts. We all have those inner voices that love to spiral into negativity. I can't do this, this is going to be a disaster, etc. But remember, thoughts are just thoughts, they don't have to dictate your reality. When you catch yourself thinking negatively, try rephrasing it in a more positive light. Instead of "I can't handle this," try "this is challenging, but I'm capable of finding a solution." Third, focus on what you can control. There are so many things in life that are completely out of our hands: the weather, traffic, other people's actions. But we can always choose how we respond to them. Instead of getting caught up in what you can't control, focus your energy on what you can influence: your attitude, your actions, your choices. Fourth, cultivate gratitude. It sounds simple, but taking a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life can make a world of difference. It could be as small as enjoying a cup of coffee, spending time with loved ones, or simply being grateful for your health and well-being. Finally, don't forget to take breaks. You can't pour from an empty cup. Make sure you're prioritizing self-care, whether it's getting enough sleep, exercising, spending time in nature, or simply taking a few minutes to relax and recharge. Think about that stressful meeting you had last week. Maybe your boss was putting pressure on you, the project seemed impossible, and all you wanted to do was disappear. What if instead of panicking and feeling overwhelmed, you'd taken a few deep breaths, focused on what you could control, like contributing your ideas and solutions, and reminded yourself that this too shall pass? Remember, calmness isn't about pretending everything is perfect, it's about choosing how to respond to the inevitable ups and downs of life. It's about finding strength in the face of adversity and choosing peace over panic. So there you have it, 5 key takeaways to help you find that inner calm and install the chaos. Remember, practice makes progress, so keep these tips in mind throughout your day. Ready for the challenge? Share this episode with a friend who could use a dose of stoic sanity, leave a review if you enjoyed it, and let's continue this conversation on social media. And remember, even when life feels like a chaotic mess, you have the power to choose calm. See you tomorrow.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.